Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The Purdys have served this valley for decades. And the reason they've been able to serve the valley for decades is quite simple. They take great care of their customers. You want to sit there and you want the best in personal insurance, commercial, business, whatever. They'll find it for you at the best price and that you're protected. And if there's a claim, they jump all over it as if it happened to them. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the mobile Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
And a high fly ball to right field. Stand up and ring your bell. It's a grand slam for Josh Bell. Oh, my word. Almost cleared the seats. Granny time for Josh Bell.
Taking a well-deserved break at the All-Star break is Greg Brown, the voice of the Pirates. As Josh Bell hits his first career home run, a grand slam on Saturday night. He's been considered to be a top prospect. I remember there had been some thought they were going to, early on, they were going to send him to State College. He never did make it to State College. They moved him through the system. They got him to Altoona for a period of time, then to Indianapolis. They feel that he is the long-term solution at first base for them. And we'll find out whether he is or not. But that was a great moment for him. And obviously an exciting one for Greg Brown to call on our play-by-play call of the day. Of course, we carry the Philadelphia Phillies. We're your home for the Philadelphia Phillies. And very proud to be your home for the Phils. And the Phils this year got off to a great start. Then they had a lull, and I think everyone wondered if they'd come out of that lull. And they did. They did. And that tells you a lot about the character and how well Pete Buchanan's handled this team. Matt Leon, KYW in Philadelphia, joins us. It's great to have Matt on board.
I think it's a solid B. I really do. I mean, up until Memorial Day, it was probably an A+. I mean, when they were rolling plus seven as far as games over 500 and winning a lot of one-run games, it was a fun ride. There was always that gnawing feeling in the back of your head that this can't continue. And we learned the hard way that it can, because the month after that was very, very difficult. They really, really fell off a cliff there. But like you said, to their credit, they didn't kind of let it define the rest of the season. And the last two, 3 weeks here, they've pulled themselves out of it, and they've played some really good baseball here against some good teams. That was one thing early on. They were in a lot of teams that were struggling and stuff like that. They've gone toe-to-toe with some of baseball's best and held their own. They just, you know, I know Colorado's record isn't great, but you know as well as I do, going into that place out there in Coors Field is always difficult, and they split four out there, and for the most part, getting good starting pitching, and they're hitting the ball the last few weeks like they haven't all season, and that's really encouraging.
Yeah, that's been the big change for them. They have found some offense here, and part of that is to get a couple of key guys like Franco going, for example, because Herrera's been the one guy that's been the consistent guy from day one, but now others, Hernandez, Franco, are starting to join the party a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy Joseph has helped. He started out like gangbusters when he first came up. He had a stretch there where it looked like the league adjusted to him, and specifically the series in Colorado, he was as good as he's been since his first 20-25 at-bats here with the big club. Also, Cameron Ruff, the catcher, has shown some really frighteningly good power the last few last week or so. Yesterday had a home run, 465 feet, I think, earlier in the week or last week against Kansas City. He had an opposite field home run at Citizens Bank Park that was Mike Piazza-esque. And when I say that, it was a fastball up in the zone that he got extended with and took the other way. About 25, maybe not 25, but 10, 15 rows deep into right field. And you don't see many right-handed hitters doing that with where that pitch was. He has really started to produce extra base hits. You mentioned Cesar Hernandez has been better as of late. Cody Ashe's done a nice job. He was kind of a forgotten man after he got hurt in spring training, but he's come in and kind of helped stabilize the outfield. Peter Borges, who people couldn't wait to run out of town the first two and a half months of the season, has been phenomenal the last month. I actually think he was the best hitter in baseball, average-wise, in the month of June. And he actually, if he can play himself to the point where they could spin him for anything at the deadline, that would really, really be something. But, yeah, it's been consistent up and down. They're hitting a lot more home runs the last month than they had the beginning of the season. And, you know, early on, if they were winning games, they were winning them 3-1, 3-2. Now they've been able to win some games 8-7, 9-8, stuff like that, because they can go toe-to-toe with some good offensive teams.
Has there been any talk at all whether there's a game plan on bringing guys up slowly but surely, or is that just going to be something that's going to be a mystery where people are going to have to wait to see what they do?
I would think there's not a lot of pressure, obviously, you know, to be great at the major league level. I think you kind of wait until guys demand it at the minor league level. And, you know, Tommy Joseph demanded a call-up. He wasn't a guy that was considered a prospect, obviously, but he was hitting so well at AAA, they had to bring him up. It was silly to keep him down there. And as that happens, I think you'll see guys like that. I think Jake Thompson's the next one, the right-hander who they got in the Cole Hamels trade, has been filthy the last month. I think his last seven starts, his ERA is under one. And he's gone past the sixth inning in all every one of those starts. I would think he would be the next guy on deck, and what I would anticipate is, barring any kind of injury, if they were to spin Jeremy Hellickson at the deadline, you would move Thompson up. And I think that's what's going to happen. As jobs kind of become available, and you could see that in the outfield too with Peter Borges, if they were to trade him, then maybe you see Nick Williams up. They've also got Aaron Altherr, who was very impressive last year at the second half of the season after he was called up. He's been on the DL after getting hurting his wrist in spring training. Late July, mid-August, he could be back. He could be another guy that you just plug in, and he takes the place of the veteran. These things tend to work themselves out. I don't think there's a really maybe a grand plan, but I also don't think they're going to be in a hurry to move guys just to say they moved them up.
Yeah, look, you're right. They've got all the time in the world. Has Ben Simmons made the Sixers relevant in that city again?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a lot of intrigue with the 76ers because, as terrible as they've been the last few years, there was such polarization between the people that were in favor of what Sam Hinkie was doing and the people that hated what he was doing, that they were always they had about as much discussion as a 10-win team has probably ever had in NBA history. But Ben Simmons has really raised the bar as far as people genuinely are more excited for this year than they've probably been for a season since Allen Iverson's, the height of his career after they went to the finals and such. And just watching in Summer League, you know, you can't help but get more and more excited when you just see not just the raw basketball skill, but the basketball instincts and the feel for the game and the court vision. And this is, you know, for the most part, he's running with a lot of guys that aren't going to be in the NBA right now. So when you think about putting him on the court with a healthy Joel Embiid, Noel Okafor, it's easy to get excited about. I think the Sixers, when I say quantum leap, I don't mean, you know, going to the conference finals or anything like that. But I think you could see them go from 10 to 35, 40 wins this year. I don't think that's crazy. I think that's the ceiling, but I don't think that's crazy, and that would be impressive.
When you've watched him, what has really stuck out to you about him?
It's the passing. It's just he just sees things on the court that most players don't see, let alone guys his size. I mean, you see him, you know, starting the break, and some of the passes it's just an incredible feel for you can almost see him see the play develop before it's there. And it's not something that's teachable. It's just something that a very few people have. And that's the thing that's jumped out at me. You haven't seen him score a ton. I think he had 18 last night. I think that's the most he's had in any of the summer league. I really don't care. The points will come. But when you see a guy like that making everyone on the court better, that's the thing that jumps out.
And that was the element when it was came time to draft, when people were talking about Brandon Ingram. I said, look, Ingram can shoot. The Sixers can find shooters, maybe not of that level, but they can find shooters. They can't find a guy of this skill set in Simmons.
No, absolutely not. And you don't have to watch long, and you don't have to work hard to see it. It just stands out. And like I said, I am just really looking forward to him being out there in a more, not that they're not running kind of a set offense in summer league, but you know, these summer leagues are almost glorified NBA pickup games. You know,
you've sure.
A lot of guys thrown together. They don't really work together much. So you're not seeing any flow. They're not working on plays. They've spent weeks developing stuff like that offense. They've spent time developing. I'm really looking forward to those passing skills in an offense that's structured with guys that can finish around him.
What's one area off the top that tells you he's 19?
What's that? I'm sorry, my phone cut out. What'd you say, sir?
I said, what element in watching the brief games that you've seen so far out of him that tells you he's 19?
Maybe the that's a good question. The shot's not there yet. The one thing, usually with young guys, you got them trying to go a million miles an hour, and they've kind of got to rein it in and let the game come to him. That's the thing he's already got. So I'd like to see a more consistent shot, and that's the thing that we kind of knew coming into this.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think he plays a game that's much older than he really is. Just with the, I don't want to say pass first, but just the ability to incorporate everything into his game is something you see rarely, let alone in someone that young.
Matt, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
Matt Leon, KYW in Philadelphia. Back to beautiful Norwich, Connecticut. Garden spot of the Nutmeg State in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, welcome back to Dodge Stadium. Brought to you today by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. You have to make sure you're covered. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care if it's auto, home, life, commercial, business insurance, whatever it happens to be. And you have to have a great insurance agency that's going to take care of all your needs and keep you up to date, make sure you're covered. They're going to want to make sure that they'll go through and check out all the pricing across the board, because they want to make sure that, A, you're covered, but, B, also it fits your budget. Purdy Insurance does all of that. And there's a claim, boom, they jump on it right away. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studio Mobile today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. I'm here because the Spikes of State College are taking on the Connecticut Tigers here at Dodd Stadium. You probably have heard the name Christopher Dodd, correct? The former senator from Connecticut. The stadium is named after his father, the former Senator Thomas Dodd. And Thomas Dodd did a lot of things for this state. He was a powerful man at one point, back in, especially in the, late 60s into the 70s. Senator, but then he got into a bit of trouble and he was censured in the Senate. And he was censured. Now, censured is a fancy academic word for slap in the wrist. Oh, I always love when they do. Oh, no, that's very serious when you're censured. Yeah, really? Do you lose money? You lose your job? What do you lose? You're not the head of the Senate Farm Committee anymore? What? stop laughing, Sean. Jeez. You know what? We're going to have Jordan Rodrigue tomorrow from the Center Daily Times. First time we've had her on the show. I think she does a great job as a beat reporter covering Penn State football, plus other things as well. And we've never had her on before. I think it'd be great to have a new voice on there, and we'll talk some football with her and somebody I respect. I think she does some great work. So Jordan Rodrigue, Center Daily Times. Later in the week, Solomon Wilcotts. We have not forgotten about Phil Steele. I haven't set that one up yet, but they're very aware that we want him on, and they're working toward it. And John Oran from Sports Business Journal. So we got a lot coming up. And Wednesday, Dieter Kurtenbach from Fox Sports on all the money being doled out in the NBA. By the way, Tim Frazier, 2-year deal, $4.1 million with the New Orleans Pelicans. So
yeah, great news that broke over the weekend.
Yeah, not Kevin Durant money, but you know what? They're all different levels in this thing, and Tim has fought his guts out to get himself a 7-figure contract and have it guaranteed for 2 years.
Well, you've seen a lot of him.
Great.
You've seen a lot of him over the years. So if we talk about Penn State hoop field generals with Tim, Pete Lisicki, John Crispin, he's got to rank up there. And what were Tim's qualities compared to the other two that were on the court running the show?
Well, I mean, when you look at the great point guards that Penn State's had over the years, and they've had some great point guards. I mean, Taylor Battle had the ability. Was Taylor Battle the best passer? No. Was he the best shooter? No. But Taylor Battle, in the last 4 minutes, is the best last 4 minute basketball player I've ever seen here. Big moments. I mean, he always hit the key shot or made the key play down the stretch that won them games. Or he'd go through a game and he'd miss his first like 5 or 6 3-point shots. Suddenly 2.5 minutes to go, you're down 3. Who hits the shot? I remember he was 4 for his first 40 in threes. 4 for his first 40. Okay? Seconds to go against Seton Hall, down 3. Takes a 3-point shot, hits it. Okay? They go to overtime. First 2 threes in overtime. Bang, bang, good. It's 3 in a row. I mean, the 2 Illinois games he was able to win. The George Mason game he was able to win. I mean, so many. Joe Crispin, on the other hand, had to have the ball in his hand. Had to. For 1 year, they played him as an off guard with Danny Earle. And that just didn't work for him. Joe had to have the ball in his hand. Had to. And that was important, and that's what made him a great point guard, because he had to have the ball in his hand. Danny Earle could see the entire floor. Great distributor. Tim Frazier is the quickest of all of them. Easily the quickest of all of them. Probably went to the basket, in terms of the ability to drive to the basket, better than any of them. He was a pass first. He's not the shooter the other guys are. But quicker, probably the quickest of the group defensively, probably the best going to the basket of anybody, and made people around him better, which is a quality they all had. And I'll tell you the guy I think is the most underrated point guard in the 35 years that I've done Penn State basketball. It's never talked about. Freddie Barnes. So to me, that is the guy that is the most underrated of all of them. And he was the point guard during 4 consecutive 20-win seasons. What does that tell you? He hit some big shots. He distributed. He's just Freddie's a heck of a player. So those are some of the guys. I mean, Tim's the quickest of the group. Tim was the best going to the bucket of the group, without question. Pass first mentality, probably the best defender of the group. Of all the point guards, probably the best defender. Of all the point guards, probably the best taking the ball to the bucket because of his quickness. Not the best shooter of the group. But he's the richest of the group. And that counts for something. It's like when Sean Carey sits down in a staff meeting with the suit, and the suit's like looking over, and Sean's like, you know, he says, hey, he says, my Lamborghini was knocking at 90. I think the suit gets a bit envious, don't you think?
Not going to lie, about a week or so ago, I was traveling on Interstate 80 crossing into Union County, past a Lamborghini. Then he passed me. Hot cherry red Lamb. I can't remember. I think it was the first time I ever seen a Lamborghini. Pretty cool.
1985, Fountain Blue Hotel, Miami. Penn State was going to play Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. Lamborghini had been parked outside the hotel for like 2 or 3 days. We were coming back from dinner, and all of a sudden, the valet car pulls up. They flip the keys to the valet, and they take off. He accidentally left the car in reverse, and it started backing up toward the Lamborghini, and the valet dove into the car and hit the brakes. It missed the Lamborghini by 6 inches. We all stood on the curb and applauded.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us here in Norwich, Connecticut. Garden spot of the Nutmeg State. I grew up in this state. There isn't a single person that ever said that. All right. Ever. This is a state that has shoreline, for goodness sakes. So it's not going to be the garden spot. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Marcus Reed in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades. That's why? Because they take great care of you. You want your insurance agent to take great care of you. They want, you want, look, let's face it, right? You and I both know we want to get the best insurance so that we're covered, but we also want to do it at the right price. Something that fits our budget, and you walk out and say, you know what, this is great. Okay? Didn't have to crush myself in terms of the kind of insurance I got price-wise, and I'm covered if something happens. Well, that's what Purdy Insurance does. And if there's a claim, you make one quick call to them, and they're like, hey, don't worry about it. We will take care of it now. It's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. Great to have you with us. And great day today. And time now for our sports bozo of the day. And as you know, there really can only be one winner today. He's out on $200 bond after an altercation with another guy at an East Lansing, Michigan restaurant. He did a lot of talking during the NBA Finals. He did a lot of kicking during the playoffs. Draymond Green. He was out on a $200 bond. He does face a hearing on July 20th, and some are wondering whether it puts his Olympic spot in jeopardy. I'm just a simple broadcasting shepherd. I don't know. But that is our sports bozo of the day. Tim Duncan retired today. One of the true greats. Without a doubt, one of the true greats in the history of the game. And he steps aside after 19 seasons. 19. Five championships. Now this will be the time where you're going to start to get the list. Is he the greatest power forward ever, greatest this? Look, I don't know. You know, it's one thing for us to sit there in the 1930s and have a debate between Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb as to who the greatest player in the history of baseball happened to be. All right. But there's been a ton of baseball played since. A ton. By a lot of different guys. Same thing in basketball. Okay, decades and decades and decades of football, basketball, hockey, baseball. So I think at some point you have to be smart about what you do and expand the parameters of what you do and just say, hey, is he among the greats of all time, the top 20 or 30 players of all time? Tim Duncan unquestionably is one of the top 20 or 30 players of all time. Now, if you're a San Antonio Spurs fan, you probably think he's number one or two with David Robinson. You can maybe rank them on franchises, but there's been so many players, different eras, but Duncan was one of the defining players of his era in his own quiet way. Very special. All right. All-star break. The Phillies have played really well. Dick mentioned the Orioles. They're in first place, two games up. And the Pirates got better as it went. They're 7.5 back. The problem that the Pirates have at the moment, it's not that you're 7.5 back of the Cardinals. That's not the issue. There's actually three teams in front of them before you get to the second wild card spot. You're depending on, obviously, you being really, really good and then three other teams having the wheels come off the wagon when you pass them. That's always the issue when you have multiple teams in front of you. In other words, there's not a specific target in front of you. The Cubs, obviously, are a target. But you know, when it comes to the wild card, there's not a specific target they're trying to hunt down right now. They've got a lot of people in front of them to hunt down. Now you got the entire second half of the season to go. And the Pirates actually played a difficult first half schedule. Now they're going to hit the next month, and it's probably going to be a little bit easier for them schedule-wise. The starting pitching is okay. Their bullpen is much, much better now, and that's a big reason why. And we'll find out if a guy like Josh Bell or a guy like Tyler Glasnow can help them out. They've got a great closer. Their setup people, their middle inning guys have gone from mediocre to really, really good. That's been a big plus, and I think a big reason why they've been winning. Now they lost yesterday 6-5, but that's fine. No problem there. All right. By the way, our thanks to Movie Mike for taking the time out on Friday to be on the show. I thought that was terrific, didn't you? I enjoyed that. He did it on the spur of the moment, all fairness to Mike.
He actually literally just was out of the theater not even 30 minutes before I called him. He was putting the finishing touches on his one of his latest reviews was Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, the Anna Kendrick movie that premiered over the weekend. Just polishing that off when we gave him a call. So worked out good.
What did he think of that? I mean, I'm not going to go see it. I'm not going to go see it. So it doesn't matter. I mean, there's no desire on my part to go see it. But I'm a little concerned about batting practice here because the radar gun's on. And the dude's throwing 58. I mean, what? Wait, how are you going to get better at 58?
All right, so for the inquiring mind that wanted to know, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, on a scale of 1 to 4, Movie Mike gave it a 1. So,
wow, that's a little higher than I thought.
I'm really looking forward to seeing The Secret Life of Pets. That debuted over the weekend, and everybody
evidently did well over the weekend.
Yes. It's the number for a animated movie on a debut weekend at sixth highest of all time and cleared 100 million.
Wow.
Yeah, 103 million opening weekend. So bigger than expected.
Pretty impressive. Yeah. And let's face it, you didn't really pay the actors a lot.
It's the folks behind the movie Despicable Me that's putting this out. Everybody that's posted on my Facebook news feed and Twitter over the weekend that they're raving about it. So can't wait to see that one.
Oh, good. All right. So you're saying it might be better than this We Need Dates for the Wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
By a long shot. And there's some pretty familiar voices in the movie, too. You got Louis C.K., very popular comedian, Eric Stone Street from Modern Family, funny guy Kevin Hart, Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live, Albert Brooks.
So, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad, like it. All right. The San Diego Chargers, the All-Star Games in San Diego. But the Chargers are also taking center stage because we had mentioned to you earlier, what, about 2 months ago we talked about this, that the Chargers needed 60,000 signatures to get on the ballot for November for a new stadium, and that their goal was to get 100,000 signatures. And they ended up with 110,000 signatures. It will be on the November ballot. Now, why did they want 100, and then they ended up with 110? Why did they want that? And the reason was, it was actually quite simple on their part. Because they wanted to go 40,000 minimum above the 60,000 number. That way, if there was a dispute over signatures, they had so many it wouldn't matter. And that's what they did. So they're on the ballot. Now, they're not saying it's an automatic. It's not an automatic. But what they would like to do is, next to Petco, which you'll see tonight on the Home Run Derby, and Petco is a gorgeous ballpark downtown. The Chargers currently play in Mission Valley, which is about, I want to say, 8 or 9 miles to the east of San Diego. And it's right where San Diego State is. And the but the Chargers want to build it downtown, and it would be built in conjunction with a convention center. The Chargers would get $300 million from the NFL, kick in another $350 million of their money, so that takes $650 million right there of the $1.8 billion or so. So what about the other $1.1 plus billion? Well, the proposal would be to increase the hotel tax from 12.5% to 16.5% in San Diego. And that, they feel, would pay for the bond issue. Mayor Kevin Falconer of San Diego has, he's been, I mean, they've battled back and forth with the Spanos family over this now for a few years. He has not given his endorsement to the deal, to which I say, so what? Aren't we big on the self-important scale? I think what we have discovered, that the normal way of doing politics has dramatically changed. It used to be endorsements were powerful things. You've been endorsed by the Washington Post and the New York Times. Wow, that's great. You've been endorsed by the Senate Majority Leader. Oh, that's great, right? What they found is people are looking over going, yeah, so what? I'm still going to vote the way I want to vote. This is not the way it used to be. Right? People don't care anymore about whether a politician endorses something. They're going to make up their own mind as to whether they want it or not. The voters of San Diego look at the numbers and think it makes sense, and think it would help the downtown area, then they'll vote yes. If they think it's the wrong thing to do for San Diego and that the money would be better allocated someplace else, then they'll vote no. Simple as that. And people will make up their own mind. That's another thing, too, about the, you know, with the Internet today. You can get all the information you want to find out the viability of a plan. You can sit there and read it and take a good, long, hard look at it yourself. And more people do that, where they take a good, long, hard look at something. Because we're in an interesting time right now in media, a very interesting time. And I think we've had a real education in recent years. I don't care whether it's sports or news, where I'm concerned that we are not as much of a fact-based country anymore. And I get concerned about that because facts are important. The reason facts are important is that facts are facts. And I think we've become, instead of listening to what is reported by good, solid reporting, what's more important now today is what's repeated. And there's a big difference between really good, well-reported material versus what is repeated. And 7 to 8 times out of 10, I'm getting the feeling that if you can repeat something enough, people will then believe it as fact. And that facts then suddenly go to the back of the line because what's repeated has become the dominant narrative of something. And that's what I feel, that I feel I'm seeing over and over again. Hey, it doesn't matter what's reported and what the facts are behind the reporting. What we see today is what, you know, is that what's more important is what's repeated. Because then that becomes the drumbeat over and over and over again, even if it's not correct. It then is assumed to be correct because it's been repeated so many times, people then think it's correct. And I think that's a major problem we have in media today and with pundits today. They have had the ability to repeat over and over and over again something that then makes people believe it to be true and factual when in reality it is not. And I don't think it takes much to say how wrong that is, because it is. But what is repeated wins the day, and not what is reported. And there's a big difference between the two. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PurdyInsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
The Lincoln Motor Company invites you to discover how exhilarating 400 horsepower can give you serenity, to experience how an available 360-degree camera can change your perspective, and to see how Auto Hold can relax you a little more behind the wheel in stop-and-go traffic. Because we just don't think about what a car can do, but rather what it can do for you. We call it the more human side of engineering. Discover what a Lincoln can do for you. The Lincoln Summer Invitation Sales Event is on, where you'll find exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln MKX, the Lincoln Small Utility MKC, the iconic Navigator, and the 2017 Lincoln MKZ. The Lincoln Summer Invitation. Make a summer memory today. Visit Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or visit them at sunburylincoln.com.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. Sunbury Motor Studio Mobile today in Norwich, Connecticut. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And they don't have a Sunbury Motors here. They should. They'd clean up. Great to have you with us on this Monday. It is the All-Star break. All-Star game is tomorrow night in San Diego. Sarah Bartlett joins us tomorrow from San Diego in the game. Jordan Rodrigue tomorrow from the Center Daily Times on Penn State football. Our thanks today to Matt Leon from KYW in Philadelphia. As we mentioned, Sarah Bartlett tomorrow from San Diego. And also tomorrow, Jordan Rodrigue from the Center Daily Times. Wednesday, we're going to have Dieter Kurtenbach from Fox Sports to talk about all the money being spent in the NBA. Tim Frazier was just a beneficiary of that with a two-year, $4.1 million deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. Thursday, Solomon Wilcots is going to join us. And we're still not quite sure yet if it's Thursday, Friday with John Oran from the Sports Business Journal. Tony DeFazio, Sports Report, will join us on Friday. Not bad. I can live with this.
We're right in the middle of the summer during quiet time. Not quiet here. We'll take it.
Oh no. Yeah, we're not we're far from quiet. Far from quiet. So it's very, very, you know. you gotta keep things moving, and it's because things are moving all the time. Let's see. You know what? Okay, here's a couple for you. Okay, sports movie. He mentioned Slapshot the other day, right? Okay, that was his number one.
That was the very first one he mentioned. Yeah.
Yep. He mentioned Rocky. Now here, and he did not mention, but I did, Cinderella Man. And he did not mention Bull Durham.
That's right, he didn't.
And he didn't mention Moneyball with Brad Pitt.
Love that movie. Yeah, Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. Terrific.
In fact, I was talking to Rich Sparks the other day, the scout for the A's. He was Billy Beane's roommate in college. You know that? It's an interesting guy. Wait, no, he didn't mention those. But Slapshot certainly made it. Slapshot was, I got to admit, Slapshot was actually pretty darn good. It's amazing how Johnstown, now Johnstown of all places, okay, All the Right Things with Tom Cruise, Leah Thompson. It was about high school football. And Slapshot, both in Johnstown.
I just watched a little bit of All the Right Moves. It was on the Esquire network, or the Esquire channel.
Naturally.
Yeah, it was just on about a month ago. Watched like first half an hour of it.
Got a big Penn State pennant.
Yeah.
It is actually an old Penn State rug with the Lions coming out of the state of Pennsylvania. He's got that up in his wall. There we go. Okay. Very nice. We are going to talk Penn State football tomorrow with Jordan. We've never had her on the show before, but she's done other things, and I think she does a great job. And we'll have her on, and plus Sarah Bartlett at the All-Star game.
Looking forward to hearing it from Sarah. So,
yes. It's interesting about Tim Duncan. You know, Tim Duncan did not start playing basketball until he got to high school. Did you know that? He was a swimmer in his early life. And you want to know why he stopped swimming and started playing basketball? Hurricane Hugo wiped out his swimming pool. The place that he always went to swim and to train as a swimmer got wiped out because of Hurricane Hugo. So he then turned his attention to basketball. Now that's a note to leave you on. Great to have you with us today. Jordan Rodriguez, Sunday Daily Times. Tomorrow, Sarah Bartlett at the All-Star Game, garnering autographs. Today's show has been brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.